Hello, friends. In this episode of Book Talks, we have our favorite bookman, Dominic Howarth from Book and Bottle, and in advance of Independent Bookstore Day on Saturday the 26th.
Yes.
Dominic, tell us what that means for you, to you, and what people can do to celebrate besides read a book, buy a book, talk to an author.
Absolutely. So Independent Bookstore Day means the world to me. I found my worlds in books, and mainly by going to my local independent bookstores. Back in the day, for me, that was Haslam's. Locally, you remember as that big, sprawling independent bookstore where I found all of my favorite new authors. And now working at Book and Bottle, it's been an absolute dream getting to connect with people. It's so important to go to your local indies for so many reasons. One, you know, algorithms really don't care about you. They just want what you can give them. When you come into a local independent bookstore, whether it's us or anybody else, we really care about getting the right book into the right hands and seeing you as more than just a purchase, but as a person. Sharing stories is what helps us practice empathy. In a world in which we see less and less of that, I really do believe in the same way that you go to the gym to lift weights to make your muscles stronger, you read books to make your brain and your heart stronger. And you can find that in your local bookstore from your local booksellers.
Well, we haven't had you on air because you've been busy buying books and getting books. You started in Denver, and we missed you at Locotopia.
Yes.
So just launch into what is floating your boat these days. We've got Mother's Day coming up, mm-hmm. And summer reading. So let's hear it.
Let's hear it. Yes. So yeah, this was in Denver, Colorado for the big ABA Booksellers Association, getting to meet authors, getting to see what's coming out. I would say over the course of the summer, I'm really excited about this book that's coming out called Lush. It is about a sommelier who is invited into this Master Somm's house to try one of the oldest bottles of wine. And it's about their weekend of debauchery, drinking, figuring out each other. Being also a wine bar, this book is like really near and dear to my heart because I get to learn so much more about wine while I'm reading this very beautiful and lush story about these people. So big fan of that. That's going to be coming out in May. We just had a really great event with incredible horror author Grady Hendrix at the Largo Library. We did a little we partnered with them and we were their bookseller. So he signed so much stock for us. His newest book is Witchcraft for Wayward Girls that came out just a few weeks ago, set in St. Augustine, Florida. So we got to rep our Florida locations about a home for wayward girls in which, you know, women who were pregnant would be sent to back in the day. And it's about these women taking their power back, learning a little witchcraft, and not standing for any nonsense. Grady Hendrix is an absolute delight. I like to describe his books as goosebumps if they grow up and were a little weirder. So if you're a big fan of R.L. Stine and you just love those adventure-y, pulpy, wonderful horror stories, like, you could get lost in them all summer. He has a long backlist, and most of the backlist that we currently have at the store is all signed copies. So that's really, really fun.
So I am really excited about some of the books coming out. The Dream Hotel by Leila Lalami.
Yes.
Another dystopian near future where artificial, it's like Black Mirror, right? AI mm-hmm. meets Twilight Zone. And she's a museum archivist, right?
Yes.
So that's fun.
Yeah, yeah. No, she is one of my favorite modern authors. I used to really grow up loving Philip K. Dick and Ray Bradbury. I was such a huge sci-fi nerd. It's kind of embarrassing. And I have to say, reading The Dream Hotel by her, I felt like I was 14 again, getting embroiled in a Philip K. Dick story. It's just so wonderfully thought out, so wonderfully curated. The word choice, chef's kiss in every way, shape, or form. And I think we have signed copies still.
You know, it's funny you say Philip Dick because I also love it. Do androids dream of electric sheep? Is really Blade Runner.
Blade Runner, yes. One of my favorite titles. I'm like, Blade Runner is kind of not as good. I love Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep. That's a great title.
Absolutely. What else are you reading? And what else is in the bookstore from local authors? And then let's move on to Mother's Day recommendations.
Yes, absolutely. So I am, some people call me an old soul. I've been obsessed with the Beatles ever since I was like 10 years old. And I just read John and Paul, A Love Letter in Lyrics. So this is a book that just came out from Ian Leslie, and what's really fascinating is Ian Leslie is not a rock critic. He is a a psychologist who deals with like male friendships, ego, and he draws from the archives and really looks at their relationship as one full of love and candor and compassion, and not as just like the spiteful bickering that a lot of music rock critics look at. So it really opened up a whole new world for me. I've been listening to the Beatles music for as long as I can remember. And now I'm listening to it again in a completely new way.
Greenlight just had an incredible John and Yoko. Did you see that?
I haven't yet. I know I need to. One of my booksellers, Bree, just saw it and was absolutely obsessed.
What else do we recommend for Mother's Day? And, you know, I just watched Feud, so, you know, really Mommy Dearest. And then Matthew McGee is doing a Mommy Dearest thing, Freefall.
Are you serious?
So, you know, I think it's very appropriate for Mother's Day. But that's me.
Very, very
How about something less dark?
Yes, yes, yes. So Emily Henry is one of the big romance writers of our day. We just had a big midnight release party for her. Her newest book, Great Big Beautiful Life, just came out. And people are eating it up. I know people who, like, took the whole day off on Tuesday so they could read it. It's so cute. I just love how excited people are getting about books again. It's about these two rival journalists. There's a little bit of intrigue. There's a little bit of thrills. I would say this one's a bit more literary than some of her other romance books, and I think that's such a good thing, and seeing authors like really stretch their worth. Also, The Sicilian Inheritance by Joe Piazza just came out in paperback, so if you missed it in hardcover, it's one of my favorite books. It's about a woman who goes back to Sicily to look up some an inheritance, but then there's a family secret, and she realizes that maybe her grandmother didn't pass away from, you know, natural causes, but it was maybe a little more nefarious. So lots of fun, like jet setting, and, you know, who doesn't want to be in Sicily in summer?
Let's go. We've talked about this.
We have talked about this.
Rui Farias from historically St. Pete, Portugal. Then you and I, Sicily. Yes, it goes on and on
exactly.
and on.
Exactly.
I discovered two things this weekend. One is Amy Semple McPherson, who the Theosophilus Society, who disappeared mysteriously on the beach and appeared again 6 weeks later. Her new book is coming out, the biography. And also, because I love podcasts, From the Front Porch podcast, the Annie B. Jones has a new book out called Extraordinary, and it's out April 22nd. It's Finding the Magic in Mundane and the Joy in Living Quality. What about some other, I don't want to call them, they're not self-help books, but books that you can, as we like to say, help you live life better.
Exactly, exactly.
Tell us about that.
I love how the challenge of self-help, because isn't every single book a self-help book, right? But in this regard, there's a new one that just came, that people are really talking about, called The Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins. That's one that I have not been able to keep on the shelves, and about really like allowing yourself to control what you can control and letting go of the things that you can't, which is so much easier said than done. And so the book really brings into that, try and reaches into your chest and allows yourself kind of the quietness to allow yourself to go with the flow, which again, always easier said than done. But that's why I love books, because for 300 pages or so, you can just sit in that idea until it becomes less of an idea and more of an actual lifestyle.
I'm finding that crime fiction is really just incredible right now. Of course, you've got this trial going on about the woman who supposedly or didn't murder her police officer boyfriend. Yes. Tell us a little bit about the crime fiction that you have in store and what you're recommending.
Absolutely. So we're talking about Mother's Day, and you know, some of these like fun romance books, my mother would never read. She's like the crime crazy book lady, and I love her for it. There's a recent book came out called The Serial Killer Support Group, which is a crazy fun crime book about these serial killers who get together to try and, you know, be better. And then, of course, chaos ensues. So that's really crazy. I'm actually currently ordering a bunch of books for, we're the bookseller for Sleuth Fest, which is coming up in May. I believe May 15th is that date, in which dozens and dozens of thriller authors and crime authors are going to be in town, including the incredible Lisa Unger. And so I just placed a bunch of orders to get all their books in. So if you're into crime, but in a book way, not in a real way, to be clear. Book and Bottle will be the bookseller for Sleuth Fest, and that is going to be such a wonderful time.
Where will that be?
That's going to be right in downtown St. Petersburg. Yeah, right here in our backyard.
At the Coliseum?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, okay. We'll have that Radio St. Pete's going to look into that.
Wonderful.
Well, you know, I am big on Suzanne Collins and Sunrise on the Reaping.
Yes, absolutely. Suzanne Collins coming out with another, I believe this is a prequel, right? Okay. About Hamish. I know my mother got one right away, read it in exactly one day. Suzanne Collins just does not miss. The ability that she has in order to write such a quick, diabolically fun narrative and then also talk about, you know, like really big things like dystopic futures, you know, a government unchecked. It's really fascinating what you can do with science fiction and telling the truth through a very well-curated lie.
Well, just to local some new local people, of course, Ella Kirshner now is going to add Havana Girl will be coming out. She has Las Vegas Girl out now. What else is new locally? Tamara Lush, other people?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm really obsessed with the local poetry that we have. One of my friends, Denzel Washington Green, has a periodical called Neptune, and we just had him speak at the play at a Book and Bottle, and he's going to be releasing a new series as well. There's just so much poetry that's occurring.
Laurie Munoz.
Exactly. Laurie Munoz, who just wrote This Time This Year, which is her first fiction dystopian book. And I love it whenever a poet writes prose because they can't get out of that poetry. It's still there. It's still like walking inside of a garden.
Well, and the other thing is this is National Poetry Month. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Festival of Writers, you'll find this on the Let's Go Guide on what's happening on our website, RadioSaintPete.com. Let's get to what's going on at Book and Bottle.
Absolutely.
What's coming up. And what are you doing on Indie Day?
Yeah, so on Indie Day, we're celebrating in style. We're going to have a craft table, friendship bracelets, free temporary tattoos. That night, it's the 100-year anniversary of Great Gatsby. I know. And so we got to celebrate in style. And so we have a curated wine list. We are having a little jazz duo playing jazz music for us to dance to. We're moving the tables. It's going to be so fun. That's going to be from 6 to 8. We're going to have Geo's Typos doing curated poetry for people. It's going to be such an event. A little bookseller rec table. I'm so stoked. It's one of my favorite days of the year.
Flapper girls, get your dresses
absolutely
out.
Absolutely. Get your bow ties, boys.
What's going on?
What else is going on? We have the Spring Wine Festival on May 4th. We're really trying to curate this idea of like St. Pete is a wine destination town, and we just have the best Psalms on staff. And so we're creating four different tables with eight different wines for a really fun Sunday event with in collaboration with Pistol House, with a vintage shop. It's really, really exciting. All of your spring needs on May 4th at the Spring Wine Festival. And then we're also going to be doing a little bit later on in May, a Memorial Day tasting kickoff party. And it's hot dogs and rosé. And we're going to have a grill doing I know. You should see her face right now. She's like, well, is that the play? No, rosé and hot dogs pair shockingly well together.
I guess it's all about the condiments.
All about the condiments, baby.
If you have red slaw like I just read in Southern Living, that might be real good.
Remember, real good that's Southern slaw.
All right, I'm gonna check that out, Rose.
Please do. Right. It's gonna be really fun.
Tell us how we can find Book and Bottle.
Yes, you can find us at bookandbottlesaintpete.com. All of our events are there, and yeah, we're just cute little shop. Please come on in. It's better to see it than for me just to talk about it. Let me talk to you.
For Radio St. Pete, this has been Dominic Howarth in another Book Talk. Thank you for being here, Dominic.
Thank you for always having me.